Bradford today received the following letter to the editor in regards to recent events in Ukraine. I could not sleep last night. Watching the news about the war in Ukraine and Putin's orders to put Russian nuclear weapons on high alert just took my breath away. It's like a time warp where we have returned to the 1960s Cold War. Have you noticed that we are desensitized to what is happening right now on the other side of the planet? I will go to work later this morning worrying about things that really do not mean anything compared to the threat we are reliving, nuclear war. Mind-blowing. We have not thought about nuclear weapons for decades, believing that those who control them are sane and wise stewards of the most demanding, responsible job on the planet. Several nations have these devices of mass destruction, including Russia, America, Pakistan, India, China, and Israel. Sure, we worried about rouge nations like North Korea and terrorist attacks using these devices, but possible all-out world war? Humans have the ability to disassociate themselves from reality and create their own, satisfying their needs and beliefs. I have been interested in how an outwardly good family man can do all the things you and I would do with the family and community, and then go to a concentration or prison camp and murder innocent people. This method of doing one's job and also being socially normal is particularly hard to understand. Our need as human beings to survive and live our lives safely, mentally protects us, allowing thoughts and beliefs that can contradict reality, fooling us into believing we are doing what's personally and socially right. Today, some nationalistic fanatic in the military could launch a nuclear missile at the NATO nations, followed by a response that could wipe humanity out of existence. How about nuclear-powered climate change? I am going to work today instead of joining many thousands who are protesting Russian aggression, militarism, and the existence of horrid dictatorship. I will go to an office and do my job. Am I so set in my routine and my disbelief that others will protect us no matter what? Can we put our trust in our elected officials to observe, assess, and then act in the most logical way? I am a man of self-control, but honestly, I am frightened for my family, children, community, and really the whole world. Driving to do groceries yesterday, I had to pull over because I began to weep at the wheel. With all the stresses we have felt these past few years and now this, can make us quake in our winter boots. I wish I were in the Ukraine with a sniper rifle defending a people I truly know, a people who wish to live like us in a peaceful democratic nation, far away from Russian oligarchies and nationalistic opportunism. I do not like how I feel right now. Helpless, fearful for others I love and people I don't even know. Here I was worried the Russians would hack into our power grid and make life truly difficult. What Putin has done is far more sinister. He said he had the talent and means to punish those who oppose him using new technologies we have never seen. Surprising that the great powers spend their wealth not on helping humanity, but developing horrible weapons of mass destruction. Why are the evil nationalists of the world holding all the cards? Questions galore with no answers. Anther thing to worry about. We will all have to wait and see. Hug your loved ones and appreciate every day. Stephen Kazab, Bradford, Ontario.